Oh, hey, yeah. So I'm not quite sure what happened. Thank you so much for coming over. I know it's late. Yeah, I know you weren't sleeping. You're always up like me, but still. Okay. Here it is. I was able to get the water off, but I cannot get the pipes to reconnect. All I have is a few tools. It'll work? Oh, great. Yeah, I was just like cleaning up the kitchen when I heard the strangest noise, like a rushing noise, and then I just saw water just start falling out from under the sink and all over the floor. Thank you again for coming. You're always swooping in and helping me with things like this. Wow. Are you already done? Well, now I feel really bad. All this fuss over something so small. And it literally took you like 30 seconds. Oh, I feel rather ridiculous now. Okay, yeah, let me get you a drink or something. Oh no, pl please, I insist. Come on, please don't make me feel worse by saying no. Okay, great. Head on into the living room and I'll meet you on the couch. That's better. Well, I mean, I know that it was an easy fix, but for a few moments I was like high panic mode. Thank goodness for you. Good. I know, just something new I picked up. We work so hard, we deserve to be treated to the finer things in life, don't you think? Speaking of work, you had a long week. Busy, busy, and here I am, disturbing your night with plumbing help. Hey, let me just thank you with a little something extra. Oh no, ridiculous. It's just a small shoulder rub. You're so tense. Just a couple of minutes. Oh, come on. We're good friends. It's okay. Oh, and your neck is tense too. See? Doesn't that feel good? Oh, the cookies. I'm glad you enjoyed them. Oh, they were meant for you. It's fine that you didn't share. I can't quite get the angle here. Let me just come around and sit in your lap. There we go. Now I can get to your neck a little better. Here. On your shoulders again. And your chest. I'm sorry, I don't know what came over me. I just we seem to have been doing this little dance for a while now, Did you like that? Good. Are you all right? You don't look so good. Here, come with me. I think you should lay down for a minute. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Look, you can lean on me if you need to. Oh, there we go. There we go. Just a few more feet to... Hey, sleepyhead. Oh, please don't pull too hard against the restraints, dear. You might hurt your wrists. Just calm down, calm down. You're still a little weak and groggy from the drugs. Don't look at me like that, darling. I barely gave you any. Just enough to lock you out. Long enough to prepare you. Oh, so now you notice you're naked. I promise I've hardly been looking. Surprised? Why? You've known me for a while now. Anytime you've taken off your shirt, I've always have to blush and turn away. I know that I kind of sprung this on you, handsome, but I'm still the same sweet girl next door. The same girl you can laugh with and who needs your help fixing her sink. Even though it took you like 5 minutes to do so. Oh, no, honey, no one will hear you with that gagging anyways. So don't go and strain your voice, okay? You're quite safe with me. I promise. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking I'm crazy, that I'm some sort of monster. But I'd never hurt you, darling. I need you too much. It's just, if I keep waiting on you to give me what I need, well, I don't think I'll ever get it. And I've already waited so long, honey. I've been waiting for you to make your move. I thought for sure after you dumped that skank you'd come over. I am a sure thing. You're just too sweet and polite. But this is what we both need. I have to admit though, this is not the way I expected you to give me our first child. I expected tenderness and maybe even marriage. I definitely didn't expect to... Are you shaking your head at me? Are you trying to tell me... You don't want to be a father? Oh, you could have fooled me, babe. I've been listening and watching you for a while now, like any good neighbor would. And, well, the way you say you want a family one day, the way you never shy away from taking care of babies or playing with the kids of the neighborhood. I've even noticed the way you stare at the pregnant bodies of women you see. The desire and longing in your eyes. Still holding out on me, huh? Hmm. Well, the way you stiffen up and throb when I talk about it tells me otherwise. That can't just be the Viagra talking. Oh, yeah, sorry, I put a little something extra in your drink. Well, besides the drugs. I'd like to think of it as a little make me a daddy drink, something to knock you out, and then the Viagra to make sure when you woke you were ready to go. Pair that with the cookies packed with fertility drugs I gave you earlier this week, and fuck. Are you ready for breeding? I knew a stud like you probably wouldn't need any of it at all, but we're on a mission here, love, and I need you at peak performance. Just like me. And now I'm just gonna climb up here into your lap, squishing all your hardness between us. Fuck. Can't you feel how wet I am? I'm already soaking your thighs. My cunt is so ready for you. Don't you want to make it yours? Still no? What if I just rub your cock head up and down along my hot slit? Can you feel how fertile and slick I am? Fuck. You're about to feel it a whole lot more, stud, whether you like it or not. And we aren't going to stop these fucking sessions until I'm sure I'm pregnant. God, I feel you getting harder, thicker. So, when you up until my scorching falls, surely you agree it would feel so fucking good to sink inside of me, huh? Oh, come on, darling. Who are we kidding? Me? Rape you? Look at me. My sweet little sundress, my bright eyes, my cute smile. Who do you think they're going to believe? This doesn't have to be something ugly, you know. Haven't you ever wanted to come inside a woman bear? Condoms and birth control, it's all so unnatural. It'll be so much better when it's just the two of us, don't you think? Oh, which won't be too much longer if I have my way. And speaking of which, I'm ready for you to fill me. Oh, yes, just rubbing you all over my cunt. I just need to pop the head inside. Oh. Oh. Yes. Yes, babe. God, it feels so good. Tell me that doesn't feel good. You've waited for just this, haven't you? To be chosen? For a woman to hunger for you, to breed her. Oh, yeah. Oh, good, you're throbbing. I'll take that as a yes. And slip you all the way in. Oh, oh fuck. Oh, darling. Oh, fuck. I knew it had to feel this good. Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. I'll do all the work, honey. I'll grind your cum right out of you and make a baby with it. Oh, I love when your cock twitches like that. I should mention, you're not the only one on fertility drugs. Oh, my ovaries are in tip-top shape. But why have one when you could give me two or three, stud? Oh, another cock twitch. Was it the mention of multiples? Huh? Or do you just like the idea of being my breeding stud? That's all you could be, you know. A fucking breeding stud. A stiff cock to ride and milk when I'm feeling fertile. But you could be more if you're good. So much more. A father, a daddy. You like that idea, don't you? Daddy? Oh, fuck. Yes, God, I need it. I need you. I need to pull out every fucking drop of baby batter you have for me. And I'll give you so much more back, babe. Yes, you get to fuck this tight, hot pussy. But you get to fill me. Breed me. My body will change for you. It will be your body. Your little baby factory. Make a new life for you, being your little breeder. My tits growing big and heavy with milk. And you'll taste. We both will. And my belly will grow large with your baby, so fucking big. Making men and women jealous. And my pregnant cunt. God, it will be ruined for another cock. It will only want your stud. It'll want the cock that filled it so good. I want it so much. So, so. Oh, I need it, just hot, raw animal fucking with a bigger purpose. You deserve it, honey. You can give it to me. You'll be a great father, the perfect daddy. Oh shit. I'm getting close. Oh, I don't want it to end, but I need your hot load to flood these waiting eggs. Oh, Daddy. I can't wait any longer. I need to be a mummy. I need you to help me, darling. Just like I know you need to be a father. You feel it? Something primal and deep wants to fuck me full with your spunk and stake ownership over me. Anymore, I'll take your breeding. I picked you for a reason. You're ready. You were made to fuck me and give me your seed, and I was made to take it. I'm gonna take it. Fuck. Yes. That's it. Oh god, fuck. Come for me. Oh god, I'm coming. How do you describe a life-changing moment like that? I am absolutely exhausted, and I think I'm just gonna lay here with you inside me. You should sleep too, Daddy. You just took on a whole new world of responsibilities. We're gonna need you at your best. Mm.